Today, as we begin this series of conversations on the metaphysics of romance in a very, very basic way, we want to start off by talking about what the word romance means. It's a word that we're using that we don't normally use that really describes the very unique relationship that you have between you and any person that you would consider to be your beloved. Now, from where we sit, however you define that is completely up to you. What we really want to bring to your attention here today is something quite specific and something quite powerful. Your experience with each of these ideas that we will be laying out will be completely unique to you. Each of these moments that you will have as you consider what it feels like to be in this kind of relationship, whether you are currently in one, in other words, whether you would look at yourself and say, oh yes, I'm already in love with a beloved, I'm already married, I'm already in this relationship, we're already engaged, we've been dating for many years, we are very intertwined in this way, that way, or the other, or whether it is your intention to have such a relationship, we will not be distinguishing between the two. If your intention is to have such a relationship, vibrationally speaking, you're already there. So we're going to be talking about the vibrational nature of these relationships. And if you would say that you are single, we would suggest that for the purposes of this conversation and this series of conversations and the workshop attached, that you consider yourself to already be in the relationship. Now, likewise, if you're already in a relationship, it's not set in stone. You're at the same place as the person who would call himself or herself single, in the sense that anything is possible from here. Now is where all the power is, and now is where you are. And in this present moment, you have an opportunity to create anything that you should ever so much want. So we want to begin the conversation in earnest by introducing you to your beloved. So if you imagine that you're standing there looking at this person in front of you, and you reach your hands out, and the two of you are holding hands, looking at each other, admiring each other, appreciating each other, adoring each other, we want you to look very deeply into the eyes of that other person. And what we want you to do is to notice that what you see is you looking at you. Your beloved is you. Now, if you understand the metaphysics of this situation, that would be very obvious. If you do not understand the metaphysics of this situation, let us explain it to you. For this is the basics. These are the very, very fundamental ideas that are behind everything that we will be saying. So you are the creator of your reality. And your reality is a dream, it's an illusion. It has very real aspects. So in other words, you can take your hand and knock it on a piece of wood and hear a sound and know, okay, well, there's the knuckle of my finger banging against the wood of the table. It makes a sound. It's real. And as far as things go, that's correct. But the construct of these ideas, the fact that you have this body, the fact that there is this table in front of you, these are constructions of your own doing. No one else sees your reality the way that you do. No one else is experiencing life in the way that you are experiencing your life. And we're not just talking about the fact that your body is unique as among all the other bodies that you can observe, that even if you have a twin, an identical twin, your bodies are actually slightly different. So no two bodies are the same, but that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the entirety of your physical reality. The basic metaphysical construct here is that you have created all of this, and it is an illusion, but it is an illusion that is very real. And the purpose of this illusion is for the joy, the fun, and the delight of it. And that is the purpose behind everything, including romance. Well, we notice that many of our friends who might consider themselves to be New Age adherents in one way or another will tell us that the person that they are in relationship with, or the person they want to be in relationship with, has to be their soulmate. We've heard different terms used to describe this twin flame, on and on. And to this we would say, yes, every person that you are in relationship with is your soulmate. Every person. From the person who delivers your mail to the person you consider to be your beloved. And everyone in between. People you like and people you don't like. And why is it that they are your soulmates? Because they reflect what is in your soul. Now, soul isn't a word that we really use. But for the purposes here, it's actually a very handy and very useful word to use indeed. When you are looking at another person, when you are holding the hands of your beloved, and you are admiring them, and you are in love with them, and you are adoring them, and you are appreciating them, you are looking at yourself. This is just an idea of yours projected out into this reality of your own creation. Now, that didn't come out of nowhere. There is another person there. And in physical terms, that is absolutely true. The system that you have created is one that is of differentiation and separation. You are not together, as in joined at the hip. This isn't you and you, not in physical terms. Vibrationally, it is. Metaphysically, it is. But it's also you differentiated out. And the purpose of being in a relationship with another person is to experience who you are through their eyes. It's also for the fun and the joy and the delight of it. It's not really that big of a deal. Because the purpose of any meal, of anything that you own, anything that you have, anything you can touch, is to experience yourself as the creator of that, and to see it reflected back to you, which, from our perspective, is a joyful, delicious, amazingly wondrous thing. When you look into the eyes of your beloved, you are seeing yourself reflected back, but it's not a clear reflection. It's not like looking in a mirror. What you're seeing is the reflection scattered a bit. And the contrast there, the difference between the two perspectives, there's you and then there's them. Or as has been described in the past, I and thou. The difference between the two of you is the contrast that is rich, 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 rich. That contrast, just simply the difference between your perspective and the one that you are aware of coming from your beloved, is entirely helpful. It's astonishingly beautiful. It's amazingly powerful. The purpose of being in a relationship is to discover who you are. And the purpose of being in a relationship is the joy, the freedom, the delight, the love, the appreciation, the adoration. And it can be anything that you want it to be. You're not creating a person in front of you out of whole cloth. When we say these are your creations, we don't mean like how you play with clay and make a sculpture. We're talking about how metaphysically you have come together with another person. The person you see in front of you, all that you can see of them is what you are a vibrational match to, and vice versa. We often hear our New Age friends sort of joke and say, well, if I created my reality, if I created that, then how did they create what they created? Well, how they created what they created is none of your business, and you'll never understand it. Because you can only understand what you have created. You are only able to relate to the person you see across the table through your own perceptions, period. You cannot see beyond that, because that's how you limit your focus in this physical reality. Now, you could certainly go to sleep at night and dream of your beloved and see them from a much broader perspective. You could sit and meditate and still your mind and think about how wonderful they are and how much you appreciate them and see aspects of their beingness, of how they show up in your reality that you hadn't seen before. But all that you're doing in either instance is broadening your own horizons to encompass more. You're not actually seeing more about them, you're seeing more about you. But any impulse that puts you in that direction, we would say, is a very delicious one indeed, because there's nothing wrong with knowing more about yourself. In fact, the more you know about yourself, the more you're going to discover what an amazingly wondrous, delicious, and perfect being of light you actually are. So here we are introducing you to your beloved, and we haven't once talked about what they look like, or what they say, or who they are. Well, we know nothing about that. You know about that. The person who is right there in front of you that you are holding hands with and you are looking into their eyes and they're looking into yours, this person is the person that is exactly right for you. Whatever the state of their presence in your life, it's perfect. It's painful, as you well know, to declare otherwise. Now, that doesn't mean it's not useful or helpful to say, well, it's getting better, because it's always getting better. But when you say, this isn't the right relationship, it's not working for me, I'm not having what I'm wanting, this isn't happening the way that I want it to happen, we know that that's sort of the thing that you would do in the wilderness, where living in a chaotic universe, wandering around homeless, disconnected from your source, wondering who the hell you really are and what exactly is going on, to cry out and to say, this is not working and it's not helping me and it's not happening the way that I want to. And to do it again and again and again probably does offer some relief. But by the time you can understand a conversation like this, and you understand what it is that we're pointing to, and you understand what it is that we're referring to, and you understand essentially at least some of the metaphysics of the situation, to cry that out for more than an instant, to sit on top of that idea and really milk it, is going to be increasingly more and more painful. What's extremely helpful is to take any frustration, irritation, anger, sadness, despair that you might have about your relationship with your beloved, and to use it as an opportunity to say, no, I may not be able to see it with my eyes, I may not be able to touch it with my hands, but I know this relationship is exactly right. There is a perfection here to this experience. I don't have to like it, I don't have to engage with it, I don't have to have more of it, but there is a perfection here with this experience that is exactly right. Now, if you do not like the person that you have called your beloved, we wouldn't suggest that you spend any more time in their presence. Your relationship with them is not contingent upon the bodies being together. No relationship is. Forms of relationship evolve all the time, and there are times when you are connected to someone, and there are times when you are not. In physical terms, in emotional terms, in mental terms, the love connection, the spiritual connection, if you will, is eternal. The form that that connection takes in terms of how you see the other person in this lifetime, well, that's constantly changing, constantly evolving, constantly getting better. And if you liked someone and then changed your mind and decided you don't like them for whatever reason, that too is an evolution. You may not think it's smart, you may not think it's holy, you may not think it's spiritual, but we would say it is. Honoring your own preferences in this way is very, very powerful. In the same way, it is quite possible to not like someone and then discover that you actually do like them, as your perception changes, and that you find yourself adoring them and appreciating them and feeling more and more in alignment with having them in your life more and more and more, until you are standing there holding their hand, looking into their eyes, and seeing yourself reflected back. So this is who your beloved is. Your beloved is not necessarily the person. It's not the body. But your beloved is the aspect of you that has been summoned and gathered together in the way that it has in this relationship, in the state that it is in right now, and there is an utter perfection to that, no matter what it looks like. And we would highly recommend that you explore what it means to be in relationship with your beloved right now, remembering that if you say that you are single, we're ignoring that for the time being. We're ignoring that for the purposes of this conversation. Your beloved is as present as they ever will be vibrationally, even if you cannot lay a finger on this person, even if you have not yet met them. That doesn't mean they're not there, for they are. And even though you may think you know your beloved inside and out, and you've known this person for many, many years, the person you see in front of you is always new. There's always a renewal of this relationship. There's always an expansion of this relationship going on constantly. Part of the contrast of these relationships is that they do tend to evolve very quickly. Even seemingly standing still, they're still moving. There's still a tremendous amount of energy flowing between the two of you, even if you do not see it or notice it because you've become accustomed to it. It's still there. So this is your beloved, you, in all of your amazing glory.